Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey of Jeffrey TV, coming to you live from an undisclosed location on my lunch break 30-minute walk. Figured I'd stop and, well, not even stop. Figured I'd make a video because all I've been doing this morning, besides working and doing outstanding performance on my job, is my performance outstanding? Nah. It doesn't feel like it. It might be, but it really doesn't feel like my performance was outstanding today. It really might be, though. That really might be the case, but I'm not sure. The point being that I was just, you know, I'm doing my job. At least I can say that I'm doing my job, right? That much I can say. I can say I'm doing my job, and between doing my job, I'm making videos about making videos, playing with my cameras. I love playing with my cameras, getting them in sync and all that. I said, well, hey, let's go ahead and make another video at lunchtime while you're walking. You know, throw the mic on, keep it rolling, keep it moving. It's going to be nice and quiet. Might even be scenic when you're walking on your undisclosed location. And because I'm not at my default location, so it makes it even more fun to get the cameras out and have to play with the cameras, you know, at a different place and go through the process of setting it up in the field, I guess, you know, because I did forget a dongle for my keypad. So that, you know, that'll go into the memory banks. Well, yeah, when you bring the keypad, don't forget the dongle, because I got the dongle in the house. I have a USB extension, probably about 15-foot USB extension, and I have the dongle up high. I ran the extension from the computer that's on the floor. up where I have my high camera, like the highest point in the room. And that's where I keep the dongle. That way it has a better range and it can work in the kitchen, blah, blah, blah. But I said, hey, you know, let's shoot a video. I just like shooting videos. And then why do I keep feeling stuff on my neck and stuff? I hope I ain't going crazy. At least bugs is out here. It's 90 degrees. I can't walk it outside. I keep forgetting my mother be having air conditioning on. Oops, I gave up my location. I keep forgetting my mother be having air conditioning on. And it'd be nice and chill in there, and I get used to it. Then when I walk outside, 90 feels like 90,000. But who can say? Probably doesn't matter about this or that, as all this radiation I'm getting walking by these wires that I be walking by all the time. Well, not all the time. I guess I do. Do I walk by? Where else do I walk by? There's another place I walk by and I take pictures of them. And you can see how far they go. So you can see these go all the way. I don't know if you can see how far. You can see they go all the way that way. You know, all the way over the mountain. And they go all the way back the other way too. Back this way. I guess to those mountains. Those mountains are back there too. Well, I might shoot that on the way back. So sometimes I don't like shooting back because that'd be the shot coming back. So it's a nice little bridge that I cross going over the wash here. It's kind of hot and funky. You can actually smell it, how hot it is. Whatever that means. Then you come down here on this trail, this walk path, or whatever this is, the back of the wash, which personally I think is closed. I think this is actually closed, to be completely honest with you. But I see people on here, and here's where I used to ride my bike a lot. And until I found another trail, a built bike trail, literally Orange Blossom bike trail. It's a trail literally built for walking. And it got a nice little handrail, little stops, like little kiosks and stops to tell you about what's going on and stuff. But I like the wash. I like coming down to the dirty one. Because if you look, this one has a nice, you know, the pavement is nice, and that's what really counts when you're bike riding. Not that the pavement is bad on the other one. In fact, the pavement is even better on the other one. But you know, this is nice and pretty smooth for something that's supposed to be closed down and not used. And you're walking behind people's houses and stuff, a little bit more scenic. You know, you may see some things that you ain't supposed to see, which makes it exciting. See some people that may or may not be part of mainstream life here in this undisclosed location, who kind of come back here and do stuff under the bridge. And that's always exciting. It adds a little something to the walk. But, so, that's it. I mean, then I'll take this home. I'll put it in my video software, edit it. And the more I do this, the more I get comfortable doing it, the more I can do. So maybe I should do some like editing, add some little flavor to it. I can add stickers and just, I got a lot of tools and enhancements. I'm not really a flashy kind of bedazzling kind of person. I just like my stuff to be basic. But I got all these tools to, but I do look at other people's videos and see, you know, how they make them exciting and, you know, what format they do and little quirks. Because there is a, I don't want to say standard or protocol, but there is like a set way that media or that we're being led to think of as the right way or the mainstream way to do it. You know, and when you see it, it looks professional, it looks polished, but it's just like a, almost not a standard, but, you know, just the way that everybody does it, that when you do it, it looks like it's, I don't want to say professional, but in that vein, and it resonates. You say, oh, that looks good. And it may only look good because it looks like, you know, something that we've been a certain way or a standard that we're used to seeing. You know, everybody jumps on it or whatever. And right now it's the 9x16 portrait shot with all the stickers and the, like the stories and the text and the speech to text. And you also have, hold on. Well, there ain't no sense in stopping it because I don't think that train's going to go anywhere. Well, the engine's going to go by. Yeah, the engine will probably go by farther. And I think there's dogs here. Where are my friendly dogs at? Well, not friendly probably ain't the word, but there needs to be dogs here too. But it's like a portrait style 9x16 as opposed to 16x9. And how you put the stickers and the text and the look, and they want them down to 1 minute shorts. And when you see those, you watch TikTok or something else, and you see how they flash and how things move and how the energy moves, you get accustomed to that. You say, oh, that looks good. And you know, that kind of style, I'm not gonna say I gravitate to it, but I'm aware of it. And it does resonate with me. And I may or may not lean towards it. To get, you know, if I see a style I like, I'm definitely going to try to emulate it. And I probably should start doing that. But the only style I like right now is minimal. And I got a lot of tools and stuff. Like over the last couple days, last few weeks or whatever, I just started moving my background at the default location. My main camera, my default location, camera number one in my default location. I always had a static background, even though I'm using a green screen, just so that I can have the ability to change it, I would never change it. So I'm like, why don't I just, you know, put up a poster or a mount or make something that don't have to use green screen, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, that's not the point. So I figured out a way I put a slideshow behind it as the background, and I set a hotkey. I probably told this before, but I like telling it again. So I set a hotkey so I could change that background. Then I went through the pictures and got some of the background pictures out of there that I really didn't like and tried to get some good ones. Oh, wow. All right. I missed my turnaround time. It didn't make a noise. I guess when you're walking and you're shooting video, the alerts go away. But anyhow, I mean, I just like doing it. And then, I mean, and there's stuff out today, you know, the affirmative action thing and LGBT and this and all that stuff that I don't want to use the word controversial, but I do have ideas about that. I do definitely have ideas about them. And it was a time where I was really motivated to voice those ideas in my opinion and to contradict other people's opinions. But that seems to have wandered away from me. Wandered or lagged or what is it? Fluttered away. What's the word I'm looking for? When it kind of meandered or lingered. What's the word when it dissipates? Not dissipates. The more romantic word for dissipates. But that is, you know, kind of, that urge is gone because, and then yesterday, but here's, check this out. Yesterday I was walking and I was thinking about making a video. I should get this video down. Because I was thinking, humans created meaning. Nothing, if it wasn't for humans, nothing would mean anything. We created meaning. Animals don't have meaning. There's no other creature or life that we know of in the universe that has meaning, that uses, to know what meaning is or replaces meaning on anything. Now there's context where a lamb might see another sheep and or see a lion and understand the difference between the two. And I guess you could probably give that a meaning, but is that meaning? That's just a instinctive reaction to danger that's been instinctively put in them. That's not meaning. We give human beings created meaning. And so, and it's, I'm not, I don't want to say that meaning is irrelevant, that meaning doesn't matter, but meaning is definitely subjective. And more, I'm going with a nihilist, almost Nietzsche-like, nothing matters. I keep leaning that direction because in the big scope of things, nothing really matters. It really doesn't. LGBT, affirmative action, black people this, black people that. I mean, disasters, catastrophes, curing cancer, you know, COVID vaccinations. None of it really matters. Human beings give it priority and significance and meaning. Let me stop walking on that noise. I don't got to walk on that noise. Human beings give it significance and meaning. And we place priority and respect and protocols on certain things to elevate them to have more impact and more significance. And that's all subjective. Now, there may be a collective subjective. Well, I just made that up. I should Google it. Collective subjective, but where once we step back far enough and far enough away from and be able to see the scope of everything, and so many years away that we have hindsight, that we might be able to see a collective subjectiveness towards certain ideas, such as one of them is the fact when we all believe that the stars and everything rotated around the earth, and the earth was still, you know, we thought that the sun revolves around the earth. It was a collective subjectiveness. I don't know if that's the right word, but you know what I mean. I'm just trying to create a word in there. But we create that. And since we created meaning, nothing really matters. There is no higher power. There is no higher order that you say, all right. And even if there was, we as human beings can go above that or disregard that. We don't have to take any authority. There's no laws that human beings have to live by. Number one, human beings don't have to live. Human beings have the ability to take their own lives. That in itself shows me that we're living outside of instinctive control. The fact that we can consciously take our own life, end our own life, lets me know that we are living, we are outside of instinctive control. No other animals can do that. But then also we, because of this consciousness and awareness that we have, that we can't, that they call the hard problem, that nobody knows how it started, nobody knows where it came from, nobody knows where that spark came from, whatever kicked it over. And in this race for artificial intelligence, they're trying to piece that in with the development of artificial intelligence, the whole idea of how intelligence, our consciousness came to be, because it could be simulated. And once they say an all-powerful robot or all-powerful mechanism like the internet becomes conscious and self-aware, the control it has, or the control it may, you know, be able to do, and it can shut things down, it can trigger things, it can turn things on, it can do this. And that's something that we have, and maybe something, the consciousness that we have and the awareness, and we're trying to duplicate it. Okay. You see that trying to slide down some? You see that slide down some? Maybe it might be time for a new selfie stick. This selfie stick is all beat up. I ain't gonna lie, this selfie stick is beat up. It's broken. And I'm just using it for like half of what it's supposed to do. Just hold the damn camera. You know, it doesn't stand up anymore. The remote still works. But I can't turn it. I got it taped and this and that. But, you know, it does good. So I go back again. If nothing means nothing, nothing matters. Affirmative action. I keep saying that because it's, you know, it's out. LGBT, the alphabet people. All of that. The only thing that matters is this Pittsburgh Steelers and Parliament Funkadelic and computer technology. Other than that, nothing else matters. See, I turned the other way. The other day, I kept walking, and I walked too far. And I think I wasn't supposed to turn there, or did I pass it already? Sure do look like I passed it already. Did I? No, I couldn't. I don't know. We'll find out in a second. Funny, I come out here walking as much as I do and can still get lost. That's fun. It's human, too. So, and I go back to, if nothing matters, nothing matters. Other than computer technology, my cameras and electronics. Hey, there's a rabbit. Hey, rabbit. What you doing? Huh? Who are you? Do I got you in the camera? Hey, rabbit. What you doing? You stop? You see me? You think I give you something to eat or something? You don't mind human beings, huh? Okay. I'm going this way. See them stop when I went. But I think they stop and they freeze and they don't move. So you don't see them, I think, or something like that. But I mean, nothing matters. See, that rabbit doesn't have meaning. It just has action and reaction. It doesn't place meaning on who I am or what I am. You know? It just has action and reaction. It's been instinctively built into that through evolution, where the parent, the ancestors, and the lineage of that animal learned how to survive, and that trait was passed on. And certain, those big ears, they found out that the rabbits whose ears were bigger and able to hear farther survived longer because they were able to hear threats and attacks. Then they had kids who had bigger ears, and it just kept going. You know, evolution isn't like, oh, this works, keep it. Evolution is like, at all, we're going to try it all. Whatever survives, survives. And sometimes imperfection, actually, you could probably say they're all imperfections, turn out to be beneficial. And somehow, consciousness sprung in. And then we developed ideas of socialization, how to live together, how to communicate. Next thing you know, we developed myths and ideas on how things worked. We formed groups and alliances, tribes. We became social and antisocial. We became agrarian, I think that's the word, culture. No matter, nomadic, so we were able to stockpile food. People were able to specialize in certain things, because they didn't have to be out hunting and getting food all the time. People were able to specialize in knowledge and trades, and the idea of trading came in, where, you know, all I'm gonna do is make horseshoes all day, and I'll trade you a couple horseshoes for milk and butter. How about that? I'll do your horse's shoes, and we learned how to get along like that. Money came along, an idea to replace, to barter with. Now look at us. Now look where we're at. 8 billion of us connected the way we are. Well, most of us, well, not most of us, but a lot of us, with the internet and what I'm doing now. I'm talking to hundreds, thousands, maybe possibly millions of people. How I can put this down in a routine medium. What's the word? Not routine, but medium. Just not mediocre, but standard, common, everyday medium in which I can just put it up there and it'll be there. It could be there on the internet for millions to see, for how long, whatever. To leave that, this information, in my opinion, in history like that, you know? And just, and to me, I'm not gonna take that for granted. I got something to say, even when I don't got something to say. I got something to say, even when I don't got something to say. And I just wanna get it out there. I just wanna get it out there. Just put it out there and let history act on it. And keep building and building and building it. Like I said in the previous videos, I don't know why I'm doing this. I just have faith that what I'm doing is going to be bigger than the sum of its parts. Does that sound about right? I just have faith in what I'm doing is going to be bigger and better. Not better, but bigger. Turn into something. I just have that faith and belief. And you know what? If I don't have it, nobody else will. If I don't have that in me, nobody else will. Nobody's expected to. And quite frankly, where I come from, nobody has to. It doesn't matter. I'm doing this all for me. I'm not doing it for anybody else. And since I'm doing it for me, I don't really need any, you know, what's it called, response. Or I don't really need any attention or acknowledgments. I'm just doing it for me. And I enjoy it. So there's nothing really that I can have to continue to do it, other than the fact that I want to do it. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey. Swing on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in this or any atom, any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, a theory of universe, a hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.